Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the news on KJAN. In state news, a southeast Iowa couple has died in a Missouri plane crash. Alisa Nelson has this report.
A plane crashed Sunday afternoon near Lake of the Ozarks in central Missouri, killing Scott and Amy Lowe of Mount Pleasant, Iowa. They were aboard a single-engine plane that went down in a heavily wooded area. Authorities on the scene say the investigation could take a while because the crash site has steep hills, is covered with trees, and is not easily accessible. Plus, the plane had quite a bit of destruction. The Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the cause of the crash.
In area news, the Creston Police Department reports four recent arrests, with two persons arrested on drug charges. 32-year-old Merrill Beeman of Creston was arrested around 5:15 a.m. Saturday for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, third or subsequent offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and public intoxication. Beeman was released from the Union County Jail on a promise to appear in court. Saturday evening, 41-year-old Crystal Mack of Creston was arrested for OWI second offense, possession of a controlled substance second offense, possession with the intent to deliver, distribute or manufacture, and a failure to affix a drug tax stamp. Mack was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $20,000 bond. Last Friday, 26-year-old Austin Jones of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation. Jones was later transferred to the custody of Montgomery County deputies. And early Sunday morning, 43-year-old Toby Simpson of Creston was arrested for public intoxication and unlawful possession of prescription pills. He was later released on a promise to appear in court. Creston police said also a man residing in the 600 block of North Pine Street had reported Friday that sometime between midnight and 8 a.m. Friday, someone entered his home and stole a gun safe, a stun gun, and other miscellaneous items. The loss was estimated at $800. A man from Linwood, Kansas, was arrested at around 11:30 p.m. Saturday in Red Oak. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports Devin Tribal was taken into custody for OWI first offense following a traffic stop on Highway 34 at Eastern Avenue. Authorities say Tribal's blood alcohol content, or BAC, was .104, slightly more than the legal limit. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. Members of the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will be holding a meeting via YouTube in a little under an hour to take action on a handful of items, including the second and final reading of the COVID-19 revised school policy. Last Wednesday, the board passed the first reading by a vote of 3-2. As previously mentioned, one of the section of the policy states non-medical grade face masks are encouraged to be worn by all individuals on school grounds, including students, employees, and volunteers. Masks will be provided to individuals who request them. Reusable masks should be washed regularly by individuals wearing them. The policy does not mandate the use of masks. The Atlantic School Board will also consider this morning, once again, a written agreement between the parents of students in the district who wish to transport their children to extracurricular activities. The agreement stipulates, in part, parents or guardians may drive their student even to event participants or to various competitions, with the understanding that the guardian or parent holds the district harmless and basically from any damages or claims that may arise out of the transportation of the child's participation in those activities. Rural families planning on driving their children to school rather than ride a school bus should contact a bus garage to let them know of those plans in advance. In other business, the Atlantic School Board this morning will act on the resignation of Steve Anderson as bus route driver and contract recommendations for Jennifer Roomery, food service worker, Abby Becker, volunteer cross-country coach, and Richard Cassidy as a car driver. Their final order of business is approval of a pay application for work completed on the middle school sidewalks. The amount of $23,238 is 95% of the accepted bid price. Funds for the payment will be derived from the PEPL and SAVE accounts. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will receive an update during their meeting at 5:15 this evening with regard to park restroom vandalism. In a social media post on Saturday, Parks and Rec Director Bryant Rasmussen said, due to multiple incidents over the last couple of weeks, we've decided to close the Sunnyside bathrooms for the year. If other bathrooms continue to be treated in the same manner, he says we'll be forced to close them all. He asked that the people please not do this. You ruin a simple bathroom that someone may really need. Rasmussen posted pictures of the damage on the Park and Rec Facebook page, showing extensive damage to the facilities. You can see some of those pictures in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In other business, the Parks and Rec Board will hear updates with regard to the Schulberg Recreation Area, signage at Schulberg, the Millette Trail, Bull Creek, Nishna Park, and Park Mascot Campaign. Brian Rasmussen is also expected to discuss potential grants, storm cleanup, and the pool painting is completed, along with more about the walkability maps. The meeting takes place in the City Council's chambers at City Hall, again beginning at 5:15. The Griswold School District's Board of Education is set to meet this evening at 5:30 in the elementary school library. On their agenda, under old business, is the second reading of 400 series board policies, IASB updates, and COVID-19 update. The new business will include consideration of approval for two open enrollment requests, discussion on vehicle inspections, administrative matters, decision on staff vaccinations, approval of an agreement with the Coroner Conference, and separately a fire monitoring contract in the first reading of various board policies in Griswold. Also, the Exira EHK School District's Board of Education will meet this evening at 6 o'clock in a regular session in the conference room of the Elkhorn Building. On their consent agenda, in addition to regular reports, is information with regard to open enrollment and six families moving out. Under new business, the board will discuss and or act on the start of the school year, which began last Friday, approval of the Atlantic News Telegraph as official school paper, approval of their IASB legislative goals, and approval of personnel matters. The next board meeting is on September 21st then. The Audubon School District's board will meet at 7 o'clock tonight in the high school boardroom. Some of the action items on their agenda include approval of the first reading of the Title IX policy, a review of 100 series policies, approve the second reading of policies with exhibits and regulation, approval of student handbooks, the DMAC observation contract, and personnel matters. And they'll also receive a superintendent's report and principal's report during the Audubon School Board meeting. Authorities say they're investigating a fatal weekend shooting that occurred in Waterloo. Waterloo police say the shooting was reported around 11:45 p.m. Saturday. When officers and paramedics arrived, they found a 49-year-old man with gunshot wounds. The victim was taken to a local hospital where he later died. His name has not yet been released. No arrests were reported at this point in time. Authorities say two people have been arrested in Des Moines after fleeing from police in a stolen car and taking refuge in a house with one of their children inside. Des Moines Police Department spokesman Sergeant Paul Parizic said the car was reported stolen at 9 a.m. Saturday. The owner later saw the vehicle, leading to a chase on the Interstate 235. Police called off the pursuit due to reckless driving, but Parizic said someone saw the vehicle coming back into the city and followed it until it was abandoned. The two suspects then ran into a nearby home where the 13-year-old child of one of the suspects wasn't allowed to leave for about an hour. The two suspects were eventually taken into custody at around 12:30 p.m. Sheriff's officials in Northwest Iowa Friday night arrested a man on a felony charge of murder in the first degree in connection with the death of a Southeast Iowa man. Authorities Saturday night say Palo Alto County Sheriff's deputies, assisted by officials of the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, arrested 29-year-old Alan Michael Dean Schwitter of Emmitsburg. He was taken into custody at a Lake Park in Lake Park, Iowa, and transported to the Palo Alto County Jail without further incidents. Schwitter's cast bond was set at $1 million. He remains in the jail while awaiting his initial court appearance. His arrest stems from an investigation into a report on July 22nd by a passerby of a possible body found in Virgin Lake south of Ruthven. When authorities arrived, the body was seen 25 feet off shore. The DCI was called in, the body transported to the state medical examiner's office in Ankeny. The victim was identified as 27-year-old Roland Bontrager of Washington, Iowa. On July 31st, search warrants were executed at two residences in Emmitsburg. Three vehicles were also searched, and numerous items were seized and will be analyzed. Agencies that assisted in the investigation include the Iowa DCI, DNR, Palo Alto County officials, coroner, and county conservation, the Iowa Medical Examiner's Office, and more. If you have any information concerning the incident, you're urged to contact the Palo Alto County Sheriff's Office at 712-852-3535. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.